the 14th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Bedford woman who endured the abuse of her boyfriend has now received justice. She partnered with 25-year-old Sean Fulbrook at the beginning of 2021, but soon discovered his extreme behaviour when he became intoxicated. The physical mistreatment began a month into the relationship. Luton Crown Court heard that Fulbrook engaged in several violent acts against his girlfriend. On one occasion, she took a blow to the head from a plant pot and then from a vodka bottle. In another instant, he struck her so hard in the face that her eye swelled. She revealed that months later, her eye would still become cloudy. Mr. Fulbrook pleaded guilty to the assaults and will serve 2 years in prison. When he is released, a restraining order will prevent him from further contact with his ex-partner. Go Getters is a new to Bedford quick food delivery service. The company, founded in 2016 by Lee Nicolou and Owen Barrow, has focused on providing customers with food from local independent restaurants, prioritising and promoting them over the larger national food franchises. A solar park scheme providing Bedford Borough residents with clean and sustainable energy supply over the next quarter of a century will be constructed on an old landfill site in Elstow. Over the next four-year building phase, the project, funded by South East Midlands Local Enterprise Partnership, is expected to create a flurry of economic activity. As a result, green job training and employment creation opportunities will add a much-needed boost to the local economy. The Crown in Henlow has received the top title of county winner in the National Pub and Bar Awards for 2022. The family-run pub hopes to generate additional business based on its award success. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.